You're listening to a podcast on
the Geeky Dad Podcast Network.
I'm the Geeky Dad, and this is our big sports episode, because it's a big sports weekend. It's the Super Bowl weekend. Now, kids, what's your name?
Rayon.
And Ariana.
And we're the Multiverse Kids.
Okay.
Geeky Dad, yes. Can you please explain to the people that don't know what the Super Bowl is, what the Super Bowl is?
I thought you were going to tell me.
I don't know what
go
it
ahead,
is.
You go tell him.
It's a big giant football.
It's a big giant bowl that Superman eats cereal in.
Okay.
Totally. A Super Bowl. Yes.
How come she was talking about football?
It's the Super Bowl is.
Well, did you know Clark Kent used to play football in high school?
No.
So it's named after Superman.
Yes. Yes. Totally. That's it. Right.
Totally.
Right. Now, this is our big sports episode, and we're not going to be talking about football, but we're going to be talking about another sports-related thing.
Hockey.
We're going to be talking about sports movies, and one of the biggest sports movies out there is the Mighty Ducks series, and we're going to be having a special guest. It's Dave and John from the Level the Playing Field podcast. They're joining us to talk about all the best sports movies and the Mighty Ducks series. So, check it out. Okay, kids. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do, like, a sports episode. Okay?
We usually do books or movies that are superheroes.
Sci-fi stuff. I mean, I guess you can count this as a little bit of sci-fi because it does have like a spin-off.
Yeah.
With some, you
aliens.
Know, alien turtles in it. Okay, so we're gonna be talking about the Mighty Ducks franchise. It's three movies, an animated series,
and one show,
and one live-action TV show. And also, a real-life hockey team. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
their movies are Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks 2.
D2.
D3.
And then D3.
Yeah. Yeah. The animated series.
It's just, like, not a part of there.
It's, like, a weird show with ducks.
From another dimension that can talk.
What they should have did. You know, they should have set it in the DuckTales universe and just been about regular ducks in the DuckTales universe. And they could have had Huey, Dewey, and Louie a part of the team. And also have Donald, like, be the coach.
Coach Bombay.
And then you could have Scrooge, the one funding the team. Huh?
Yeah.
Come on, Disney. You don't know how to cross-pollinate?
That would be called Mighty Ducks.
It would be Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, they're ducks. Although.
But the duck. Quack.
Although that doesn't make sense, because that would be like humans making a team called the Mighty Humans. Because they're ducks. Right?
Yeah.
Why would you name a team after your species?
The Mighty Gooses.
Gooses?
We're not playing Duck the Goose.
Right.
The Mighty Chickens.
We're not playing Duck the Chicken.
That's a game?
Yes.
If anybody's seen that Mighty Ducks cartoon, it's pretty weird, you know.
Pretty weird.
They come from a planet that looks like a hockey puck.
And Duck Chicken.
And then all
have to get cooked. What?
And they fight like evil like dragon people.
Like what?
Yeah.
And then the humans aren't even scared. They're like, eh, that's fine. They're just live old ducks just walking around among us trying... And then you'll never know when...
And they fight crime. They have, like, a spaceship and they fight crime and then they play hockey. It's very weird. Very weird. Anyhow. Yeah, this is a very, very, very strange franchise. And it's been around for over 30 years now, I think. Since the 80s. Okay? Or at least late 90s. Okay? I think. Right? Now, the first movie, The Mighty Ducks... is about a lawyer named...
Gordon Bombay.
Yeah. He gets into an accident, and he has to be forced to, like,
become coach
for, you know, a local hockey loser team full of bunch of losers like you kids.
Yay! I'm not a loser.
Yay!
My soccer team has won many times.
What? No, I won 100 times.
You guys have not won.
200.
Any
a
real
million.
Game because all your games are just set up, okay? All right. Now, what did you think of the first movie?
It was incredible. Okay. I said that.
Let's be serious. What did you think? Did you have fun with that first movie?
Yes. It's incredible.
Even though it's like an old movie. Set so long ago, and everybody has weird old timey hairstyles and everything.
Huh? The second movie, oh, his hairstyle.
Okay, am I talking about the second movie?
No,
I'm talking about the first movie. You guys cannot.
The only thing that I see different is the long hair.
Yes, everybody had like weird longish hair back in the, like 90s and early, late 80s,
like Nightwing.
It's called a mullet. Okay? It's called a mullet.
Ow, why did you hit my head?
I did not do
You're
that.
You're evil.
Like a bullet.
No, it's not like a bullet. It's called a mullet.
Mullet rhymes with bullet.
Okay. Does that mean they're shooting a bullet at your head that makes it long?
Yes.
Okay, and the second movie, D2. Okay?
They go to the World Championships. They're playing as Team America.
Right.
And then he has silk, and then he has, like, his hair is, he just went into the water. That's how his hair looks
Yeah, he looks like he is a greasy car salesman.
And he gets the duck whistle.
Yeah, well, they also do the first movie they do the flying V, the second movie they do,
The knuckle puck.
Yeah.
So...
Well, basically, in the first movie, they're losers, and then they become winners.
Yeah.
And then this one, they're winners that become losers, then become winners.
Again.
Right.
And in the third one,
The third one, they're basically in a college, basically, type of thing.
I like the third one.
Yeah, Gordon Bombay is gone.
Yes, that's...
But he comes in, like...
He has a little small role, but he's not a major role. But in that one, they start off in a special school... And they end up being the losers again, all of a sudden. I guess all that training didn't matter. And then all of a sudden they're losers again. And then they have to build themselves up again to be winners.
And Charlie the main...
Charlie's in all of them, yes.
Whenever there's a boy named Charlie, like something wrong always has to happen to him.
And also, Charlie is the captain of the team.
That actor who plays Charlie grew up to be a very major star. He has a lot of TV shows. Probably why he doesn't show up in the new TV show Mighty Ducks because he's so busy.
Here is two differences from the other two movies and this movie.
What?
From one and two and... The other one is three. One and two have Coach Bombay in it.
Right.
Mostly. And this one has Coach Ryan.
Right.
The other two have Charlie as captain of the hockey thing at the beginning.
Right.
And in this one, he's not the coach in the beginning. I mean, the captain in the beginning.
Right. Now, in the new TV show... They brought back Emilio Estevez, a.k.a. coach Bombay, but now he hates hockey, and he's like, he hates kids, and he hates hockey. He hates everything, right?
Yeah, like in the first movie.
Yeah, well, so like he kind of de-evolves back to how he was from the first movie, but worse, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
but you don't know why.
And then, you know, it's a different bunch of like ducks this time. This time the ducks are bad, right? And the show is actually about a bunch of rejects that got kicked out of the ducks, right?
Only
the
one.
The TV show.
Only two. Oh. I mean, one.
Yeah. More than one. All those kids couldn't get in. Especially the girl. She quit. And then the end, with the help of Gordon Bombay and one of the kids' mother, right?
Evan's mother.
Evan.
Alex.
Yeah.
Talk.
And then, you know, of course, Gordon Bombay falls in love with the kid's mother and stuff Alex. Like that.
Alex. Doesn't yeah. that, like, always happen?
Right.
Literally, it's happened in, like, two movies so far.
Right. And then they end up losing, right?
In the first time.
Yeah.
Then they win. And they become the Mighty Ducks.
They become the Mighty Ducks. They take the names from from the bad ducks and they become the new ducks.
And the show is called Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
Yeah.
The first team's called The Don't Bothers.
You know, surprisingly, if you're a fan of the ducks, this show is pretty good. I actually like it. It kind of reminds me of Cobra Kai. It brings in a lot of the old characters from the original, and it's mostly about the new characters, but the old characters play major roles in it. You know, you actually have an episode where the original ducks from the movie actually show up and
Of the ducks,
yeah, they interact with the new ducks.
Wait, isn't the one the episodes with two boulder peoples that are people?
You mean construction workers? Yeah. Yes.
Who were
yeah,
they?
Some of the ducks turned into construction workers.
But who were
yeah.
they? The two.
I think the Bash Brothers.
Bash Brothers.
So now they bash buildings now.
Bash yeah. builders.
Now, unfortunately, season two doesn't have Gordon Bombay because in real life, the actor had some issues with COVID and money, it seems. You know, there's a lot of little conflicting reports, but he did not come back for season two.
They talked about him.
They talk about him. And you know what? The show is not as good without him, in my opinion.
And also, he loses his girl. Another thing that I don't like is that Evan goes to another team.
Yeah.
He loses his girlfriend, too.
Right. Yeah.
Dang him.
A lot of the newer kids that joined the show weren't as good, I thought.
I don't like
that last kid.
No, I didn't like some of the new kids. Yeah. No.
Who likes the Jace kid?
Sophie.
Yeah, I didn't like the Jace kid either. No.
And Coob.
Eh, no. Anyhow, it's still good. It was still funny, but not as good as the first season. I don't know if they're going to do a third season.
Definitely not.
We don't know. If not, they'll probably reboot the franchise in a couple of years. And I don't know. They'll probably just remake it or something.
Yeah.
Probably get all new cast members. Maybe bring back Gordon Bombay again. I always thought they should have brought back Charlie as the coach, you know, for a movie.
Remember the coach in the Game Changers from the first season that was coach
the bad guy?
Yeah. Comes back for the second season.
Like a Terry Silver.
Yeah.
Time to defeat him.
So yeah, you know, if you're a fan of the original Ducks movies growing up, I think you'll like the new show, especially the first season. Second season doesn't have as many callbacks to the original, but, you know, they had to do what they had to do since the original actor did not want to show back up. So they had to continue without him. So I think they did a good job given the circumstances, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think of the Mighty Ducks in general?
It is...
The entire franchise. What do you think about it?
I am giving the entire franchise 4 thumbs up.
Yeah?
4 thumbs up.
What's the best movie out of the 3?
Best movie.
I'm going to go with 2.
2.
Yeah? What do you think, Ryan? Huh?
Number 2, because I like that kid and kept on, when he couldn't stop and kept on falling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 just feels more bigger, you know, because they're going against the world, you know.
Yeah.
This bigger.
1, I would have picked, but then no, it's like better, the second one. And 3, not on my list.
No, no.
That would be 2, 1, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And out of the 2 seasons of the TV show, I like the first season better.
First season.
The most.
Yeah.
First season. And the most reason I picked the 2 is because it's the middle, and right. I'm the middle child.
Right, of course. Now, you guys have never played hockey in real life.
Never.
Never.
But, you know, it's hockey...
It's because I can't ice skate.
Hockey is basically soccer. You guys play soccer,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Well, not with sticks.
It's just with... It's soccer...
But you hit the ball.
With sticks, and instead of a ball, you use a puck, and you have skates on. Not, you know, same thing. You got to get the thing into the goal... You know, you gotta block it. You know, it's the same thing as soccer. You guys play soccer.
I'll be blocking all the time. Well,
So you're gonna be Coop.
Yeah.
No!
I mean, you guys have tried to skate before, but not successfully, right?
Not successfully.
I found out a way.
You fell, and I fell.
I found out a way.
Rayon, did you fall?
I never skated. He did.
Yeah, you did.
I skated.
I skated, okay. Yeah.
But I was better.
I also skated.
Yeah. I was better.
Right.
Not really. Also, another... I found out a way to, like, stay balanced. If you keep your focus on what you're going for, and you don't... focus on anything around you, you can get there.
Right, okay.
It's like Jace, he wasn't even thinking.
I mean, you guys are into soccer a lot. We gotta watch a soccer movie, and I'm gonna suggest... There was a soccer movie I grew up with, and we might watch it for a future episode. I don't know. What do you guys think out there in the podcasting world? Have you ever watched a movie called The Big Green growing up? It's a Disney movie. It's kind of like Mighty Ducks, but with soccer. And I don't know if you grew up watching it. I think it's a good... it'll be a good companion piece for these kids to watch.
And once we're done watching it, we can compare the 2 movies.
Right.
First Mighty Ducks movie versus The Big Green.
I mean, it's good that you guys can watch some like sports movies and sports TV shows with all these other geeky stuff, you know.
And these
sports can be geeky too.
And these sports.
Yeah.
I know what you can call these sports episodes.
What?
Sportsy time!
Or like a sportathon.
Sporty time? Seriously?
Sportathon!
Are you serious? Sporty time?
Sportathon.
Yes. Sportathon?
Sportathon.
You guys should not be allowed to name episodes.
Battle of the Sports!
What?
What?
Battle of the Sports.
Battle of the Sports? No. 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 Yeah, we'll be right back, okay, with our special guests. Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right?
And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, I'm with the guys from Level the Playing Field podcast. You guys want to introduce yourself to our fans out there and tell us a little bit about your show?
Yep, sure. I'm Dave, and like you said, we're from Level the Playing Field. We have a sports podcast that we've been doing the last couple of years, and we talk a lot of football and basketball, UFC, and yeah, we try to make it fun and joke around. And
yeah, I mean, sometimes the topics go to anything sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm John. I'm the other half of Level the Playing Field. And I'll chat about some of the other things that we talk about. We're both fathers, so that comes up quite often. We have our weekly annoyances, that we have our grievances of the week. So just things that kind of grind our gears. That's your favorite part. Cool. Yeah. And just some things that we have in our daily and experience and through our lives that we think others perhaps would sort of assign and associate themselves with. So just a glimpse into our lives and how sports has impacted us.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when I was growing up, I grew up in the heart of Brooklyn, New York. So, you know, in our school, the boys were relegated to two groups. It was the jocks, sports fans, and the geeks, the comic book fans, right? So growing up, it was always we were the lepers and the jocks were over there, you know? And I feel like now that has kind of changed in society a little bit, you know? Because I think geek culture is sort of meshed a little bit with sports culture, because think about this, okay? Sports fans, you know, they divided up in they want this group likes this team, this group likes this team, and they're against each other sometimes all the time, right? You got comic book fans, you know, this set likes Marvel, this site likes DC, and they're always at war with each other. You know, one group likes Star Wars, one group likes Star Trek, and again, they're always against each other. So, you know, they have that in common. And then you also have the fact that sports fans, they dress up in their team jerseys, they wear war paint. Comic book fans, they wear, they wear costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot in common there right now.
Yeah. I'd agree with you. That's a great point, that there are lots of commonalities. And then if you wanted to dive a little deeper, the world of sports is inundated with numbers and statistics and analytics. And that is definitely something that has become far more mainstream and accepted in sports culture. And the discussions are really focused around that as well. So there's a lot more. There was always math and numbers and actually analyzing trends and patterns. And now it's just in everyday talks about sports as well. So if we wanted to go even further to find other common areas where perhaps people felt they couldn't find common ground, there is a lot more now than there ever has been.
Yeah. And then you got fantasy football, right? It's just Dungeons and Dragons, basically, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that, I agree with you. I, I don't see myself as one or the other because I play sports, but I'm also like if you've been listening along, I'm like a huge trivia nerd. I love trivia. And so like those lines have been blurred for me personally for a really long time. So I think that, yeah, you're right, that there isn't just these clear delineations anymore.
No. I would say mostly it was in the early like 90s and late 80s when, you know, like you saw that change start to go about, you know. Today we're talking about the Mighty Ducks. Okay. Now, when I grew up, that was a pretty popular movie when I was a kid. I don't know about you guys. What was your first experience with that franchise? Dave?
Oh, yeah, I was just I think it was came out like 92 or something, right?
Yes,
So I was
92.
only like six. I didn't realize how long ago it came out. We were only like 6 years old when it came out. I don't even remember how old I was when I watched it, but I was just a huge, I played hockey as a kid, and it was like at the time it was my favorite sport, so I love these movies.
Yeah, did you know that movie made hockey leagues way more popular afterwards? Junior hockey
No, because
leagues.
so I'm guessing you mean in the States, right? Because
Yeah.
we're up in Canada, it's like that's our
Well,
thing, right?
yeah, I'm
So
talking, yeah, in the States,
we
yeah.
didn't really see that trend. I know that the Anaheim Ducks are named after the team,
Right, yeah.
and so yeah, I can see where it made a big impact in the States, but it, for us here, we didn't really see a huge move because it was already so big here.
Yeah, I heard it's very big over there in the Canada. Yeah. Now, you saw all three movies, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. I have for sure. I've
Yeah.
seen them all. The one and two are definitely better than three.
Yeah, three. I would say three. You got rid of Coach Bombay, That's one of the big no-nos for me in that one.
Yeah, it's definitely the afterthought. And my Zoom is finally loading. So good. Apologize for that. I got a double join. I'm going to close that super quickly. But I was just say that D2 is my absolute favorite out of all of them.
Yeah, by far.
I think the international aspect of it, the ridiculousness that teams like Iceland and Trinidad and Tobago are in like the
Yeah,
world
that was
championship for
funny.
ice hockey. All of that just makes it like as a kid, you don't know. So you're like, oh, they're like at a huge tournament. And then as like a teen and an adult, and you have watched some sports and you see this happening, that's a great memory now. Just like, wow, did the Mighty Ducks, this amazing team from the United States, end up in a tournament with Iceland and Trinidad and Tobago?
I know. And how did Trinidad even get in there? That's the thing. Then by the third movie, they're treated like they don't know how to play hockey anymore, right?
That
Because they're
they're
the
getting,
underdogs.
yeah, they're getting beat up by the varsity team at like a
Yeah, I
high
mean,
school.
all of a sudden they gotta prove themselves again, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of a trend with the Karate Kid movies. They did that too. The first movie he trained all that much, and then the second movie gets beat up again, and the third movie gets beat up again. It's like a common trait with all these sports movies, right?
Yeah, you can always find a way to make him the underdog.
Yeah. So, Mighty Ducks is a strange franchise because it also spinned off into a animated series, which was like had the ducks were now alien ducks from another planet.
don't know if you ever saw that one.
I do remember that. Now that you're saying this, I'm like, yeah, like all of a sudden there were just these like humanoid ducks that were playing hockey and had to solve a bunch of weird occurrences.
They were all also over the superheroes. Place.
Yeah. Just bizarre how they can morph that into
talk about, you know, sports and comics melding together right there, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I totally remember that now that you're saying that. It wasn't on for a very long time, though. I feel like that couldn't sustain itself.
No. I think that was I was probably after the third movie as the franchise was kind of like trying to stay afloat, you know. And then just recently they just did a new TV show with, Coach Bombay came back for the first season. Did not come back for the second season. But they had some of the original actors that were ducks show up in at least a couple of episodes. So, I mean, they're still keeping the franchise alive, you know? I don't know if you ever saw that one.
Yeah, I started watching when it first came out. We started watching with our kids, but I think we got caught up and they weren't in love with it anyways. So we didn't, kind of lost track of it. But we
did your kids ever see the original movies?
No, well, when I was trying to rewatch them this past week, they watched D2 yesterday. Uh-huh. They watched it. I was snoring, but yeah, so they've seen D2 now.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard for like kids today to get into those movies, though. I think there's not that much sports movies in general that come out. You know, I think it's very few, really that popular.
I can't really think of a ton that I've seen come out lately that are geared towards them.
Yeah, I mean, we guess like these sci-fi superhero movies are just taking over everything right now. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to think of like the last like big sports movie that would have been out, because like as kids of the 90s we had like Little Big League and Rookie of the Year and
Sandlot.
Sandlot.
That was a great one. Yeah.
Angels in the Outfield, Bad News Bears.
Yeah. There was also Bad News Bears. That was good. That was the first one I ever saw, like the first kids sports movie. Because I remember those kids, they used to swear in that movie.
Yeah,
there were some tough little kids in that one. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, they haven't really gone back to the sports well lately. Geared towards younger kids. Usually it's more for the adults or like biopics now. Because I'm trying to even think of like, sports movies that have come out that like,
I mean, unless you count Creed.
Yeah, Creed's been, I guess so, like, and that even that's a spin-off from Rocky, right? So
right,
it's not like an original story to carry it on from somewhere else. So yeah, I'm struggling to think of any right now. Oh, I guess they have like 80 for Brady coming out. Have you heard about one?
I saw the trailer for that.
It can't be good at all.
Like, I don't think honestly. Does that really count?
No, it doesn't.
It's got sports in it.
Yeah, I hate that. I hope that movie loses money.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who is that geared towards. Like, I don't, are old ladies really like into Brady?
They must be.
I actually, I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering, or maybe I'm remembering a joke that was, and I'm remembering it wrong. But I think that was said. Someone said that was based on like a true story.
Wow.
Oh yeah. That still doesn't make it better.
No, it doesn't. But it lends it's like that, like it answers the question if old women are really into Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well, and then we talked about American Underdog.
Oh,
the Kurt Warner story.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw a trailer for a George Foreman movie.
Oh, really?
I think I saw it today. I think it's coming out soon.
As a boxer,
I think it's a biopic.
Or as a grill seller.
No, as a boxer.
Okay.
I'm sure that's gonna be the end of the movie right there.
I mean,
that would be interesting. I mean, he had an amazing career. Kind of
interesting story, you know. I mean, he came back after a little while. He was like a retired and then came back as a boxer.
Yeah, oldest to ever win the heavyweight title.
Yeah. I think that's what inspired Rocky Balboa, the movie. Because I think he said he saw George Foreman come back, and Stallone was like, okay, if he can come back, I can come back too.
Yeah. Well, like when he did that, like, last Rocky Balboa film, that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. But yeah, like the sports film, really. I mean, I remember they used to have so many back in the 90s, you know, and even the ones with little kids. Like, I remember there was one, the soccer one, called The Big Green. You ever saw that
one? Yeah, I remember, yeah. That was a good one, too. All of those, honestly, I think as a kid, I loved all of them.
Yeah, and I think I saw one that was funny too, like the Kung Fu Soccer. You ever saw that one?
Yeah, Shaolin Soccer. Yeah,
yeah, Shaolin Soccer. That's the one. That's the one. Yeah.
Saw that one. Even earlier, there was the one with Jonathan Landis. Was it like the Ladybugs or something like that?
Oh, yes. Where he
poses
Rodney Dangerfield, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a huge run now that I'm thinking about it. Like, we've rattled off like 15, 20 names.
And that's all in one time period, you know?
Yeah. So pretty remarkable.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know what happened. Like, I guess they just stopped making money or something, you know?
What about like Kicking and Screaming? Is that kids, like, geared towards kids or?
I mean, I guess. I mean, but it's a Will Ferrell movie. So I guess.
Yeah, but it wasn't like vulgar.
He did do a run of sports movies, though. He did a basketball one.
Semi-pro.
Yeah,
Blades of Glory.
Yeah, he did ice skating, the soccer one, and
Talladega Nights.
Yeah,
his best movie.
Yeah,
by far.
Yeah,
by far his best movie.
Yeah, that was probably like the last big sports movie that ever came out, I think. I guess it can count. Talladega Nights, pretty much. And I think they did a remake of the Bad News Bears recently too, like with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that wasn't that recent, but
yeah,
it did happen.
And then they did that movie with Keanu Reeves, Hardball.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah, it was basically Bad News Bears, but with like inner city kids. Like Keanu Reeves teaches a bunch of kids baseball.
Okay.
Yeah.
But because there's I'm thinking about some of those that came out like in the early 2000s. There had been like Coach Carter.
Right. And, the Rock, right? Going with the Rock. Yeah.
Remember the Titans.
And
Gridiron
yeah.
Gang.
The Titans. That was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Gridiron Gang's the one with the Rock in it. Coach Carter is Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I got those two mixed up.
There's another one with it's another basketball one came out around the same time.
Like Mike?
But so there you go. Like, there's some more, like, updated in the 2000s movies of the same sort of idea. And then I don't know how all of you feel about the Air Bud franchise, but that was also a thing that has gone on for
that started off in the 90s, right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they went off the rails. All right.
Yeah, Air Bud doing everything, every sport possible.
I think he met Santa Claus and he saved Christmas.
Right? Hilarious. And then they had the one with the chimpanzee.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, I'm just thinking of like all of these movies all of a sudden.
We can't forget Space Jam.
Yeah, Space Jam, and then Space Jam 2.
We can forget Space Jam 2. That was pretty terrible. The movie I was thinking was called Glory Road.
Okay.
Yes, Glory Road. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, to go back to what you were saying earlier, just the idea that like all of these movies in basically like a 15-year span.
Mm-hmm.
Like early 90s to like early 2000s, mid 2000s of the aughts. And then it just kind of like dried up. And like, I guess it's like what you're saying, that perhaps the rise of the superhero movie has sort of taken the place of these sports movies.
Right, right. You know what somebody needs to do? They need to do a superhero sports movie. That's what they need to do.
It's like that cartoon with Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky and Bo Jackson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you ever see that one? And so they all have like a special ability related to their sport, and then they would go out and like solve crime as well.
You know, in the 90s, Marvel had a superhero, and his name was called the Super Pro. He was like a superhero NFL player, and he wore like a football outfit while fighting crime.
That's hilarious. I've never heard of this person.
Yeah. And it ran for a while, actually. So, I mean, you know, if Marvel's looking to up their ante in terms of genre, there you go. Right there.
That's
hilarious. But, you know, that's a good idea. What happens when a guy that has superpowers actually, you know, goes into the sports and, you know, hides the fact that he has superpowers, you know? That's drama right there. I think you can do a lot with that storyline.
Yeah, that's like, how do you hide your power?
Yeah.
That's the life of that kid from The Incredibles.
Right, exactly. And also, Clark Kent going up as Superman. He used to do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't think I could hide it as a kid. I think that just like not having the emotional maturity to be in those situations, I would absolutely just like, yeah, like we're down 10, no problem. I'm going to use my super speed. We're just going to get right back in this game. Like,
yeah, but you can't overdo it. That. You know, people are going to wonder, why is he running as fast as lightning right there? You know?
Yeah, just that fraction faster, you know, that just that has a clutch gene in his body. He's just extra clutch.
Yeah, yeah.
It wouldn't take me much to lose control. One kid like tripping me or something, and I'm just going to go full out, dominate. I wouldn't be able to stop myself. Even as an adult, I wouldn't have the control to stop myself if someone pissed me off like that.
Yeah. So growing up, what was your favorite sports movie? It doesn't have to be one that with kids in it, but what was your favorite one?
As like a kid, it probably would have been like D2.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit later, Remember the Titans was big mm-hmm. for me. Right. Those would probably be mine.
Okay. What about you, John?
Yeah. So as a kid, I wore out my D2 tape. It was in that series of like Disney VHS that you could get with like the fancy box. So. Mm-hmm. My mom had a propensity to collect these and thought that it was going to be like a fortune one day, but basically every family had these growing up. So not a fortune. So as a kid, I would say D2 is definitely a favorite. It got routine play in my household. Remember the Titans is a good one. And then that one got a lot of play as we got older. It still gets quoted a bunch of times with our friends, or like even like at school sometimes they'll talk about, because I'm a teacher, so we'll talk about sports movies, and that one gets brought up quite often. So Remember the Titans, and then another one that I really enjoy like as an adult is Any Given Sunday.
Oh yeah, yeah. Jamie
Foxx, Al Pacino.
Yeah
we weren't really watching that as a kid though.
No, you can't watch that. No way.
I was already.
I think I was actually like surprisingly young when I saw it.
Well, yeah. For me, it was. I'm a little older than you guys, so you know. My favorite growing up was Rocky IV. Okay, that was my favorite.
Was that Tommy Gunn?
No,
that's
Ivan Drago.
Yeah,
Ivan Drago. Yeah,
got it. Okay, that's the one. I'm like Tommy Gunn. That's an interesting pick as your favorite.
No,
that's not. Okay.
That almost killed the franchise right there.
Yeah, that was. I'm like, that one's not the favorite. But yeah, no, that the Ivan Drago one's really good.
Yeah, I mean, anytime I want to get pumped up, or go to the gym, I just gotta listen to that soundtrack and I'm ready to go. minus the talking robot, that movie's fun.
Yeah. So that's like your teen favorite movie.
Yeah.
And so, like, what would you say now, like as an adult, or as years have passed since then? Do you have has it changed, or is it still Rocky IV?
Rocky's always been my favorite franchise in general. You know, growing up, I've seen probably all of those movies, even the Tommy Morrison one, more than I should have. Yeah, and I'm into the Creed movies too. So yeah, I'm into boxing in general. I like boxing movies. You ever saw the movie The Hurricane? That's a great one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah,
yeah. Boxing movies in general, most of them are always good. I've never seen a bad one, really.
Yeah, they lend themselves to good movies for some reason. There's Southpaw. I like Southpaw too.
Yeah,
the Jake Gyllenhaal one.
Yeah. The only one I didn't like was that one where it was Stallone and De Niro. And they were like way too old to box. Did you ever see that one?
No, I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah, it was really bad. Like they were like super old and they were going to go back in the ring and fight one more time.
Yeah, I remember that being a thing. I can't remember what it's called though.
Yeah, I don't remember either. It was so bad I blocked it out of my mind. And it had Kevin Hart in it, so you know.
And Kevin Hart. Wow.
Yeah.
The Rocky movies are good. I'm just going through them with my two older kids now. They're 13 and 10. And we've made it through Rocky 3. We're about to get to Rocky 4. So
there was some weird movies. In the 80s there was a post-apocalyptic rollerblading movie. I don't know if you ever saw it. It had Patrick Swayze. No, not Rollerball, but that's also like a futuristic one. But this one was like, it was like Mad Max meets roller skates. And it was called, I think it was called Solar Babies. And it had Patrick Swayze in it.
Oh, man. No, I have not heard of that.
Yeah, that's a pretty weird one. Pretty weird one. Yeah. Yeah. 80s had some weird stories in there, man. Oof.
The 80s were just weird.
Yeah. Rollerball. Look, which Rollerball did you like? The first one or the remake?
I didn't see any of them.
Yeah, well, I didn't like any of those. I don't even know why they even remade that. It's a weird movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's a trip through memory lane with sports movies. You know, we don't really cover sports movies on our show too much, but, you know, we try to cover all the bases. Get it?
Yeah, good sports joke right there. Nice job.
There you go. Yeah, so tell everybody when do you guys usually have the new episodes out so we can all check them out?
Yeah, we release every Tuesday. And it's usually, I have it set to like release at like 3 a.m. Eastern time. So whenever you wake up, it's there. And we do once a week now. We did 2 a week for a while, but it just got to be too much with our schedule. So we're down to 1 a week.
Mm. Yeah. You know, I'm usually doing like three shows a week. So it's I know how it is.
I was going to say, that. 3 shows a week. That's quite impressive for you to get that out there. Yeah. For those of us that don't know the behind the scenes stuff about like planning it out and what you want to talk about and making sure you have the material to cover the times. That's pretty significant. So good for you for getting
that. You know, I like to cover all different types of topics. So, you know, that's why, you know, I have so much content.
That's great, man. Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna cover the extra stuff here where you can find us. Our friends on Good Pods have been very good to us, and our rating is thanks to people that have been listening. And then we're in all the other spots like Spotify, Amazon, Apple Podcasts, all those places too. So that's where we pick up our traffic. So
yeah. And everybody should listen. If you're a big sports fan, if you just want to listen to two guys, you know, talk about just random stuff too, you know, it's a fun conversation. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. We have a good time doing it.
Yeah. That's it. That's it for this episode. Thank you for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for having us. Appreciate the time. Yeah.
It was fun.